if the weatherman says the wind's coming in from below you, you'd say the wind is coming in from the, like Florida is what of you? What direction from you?
Coming in from the south.
Alright, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, what if it's coming in from like Texas? What direction would you say that's coming in from? Or like just over to the south, but over to the left direction? That's a what coming in? South?
Southeast wind.
Okay. How about from south? What's the other kind of south?
Southwest.
Okay. How about from up above?
And northwest.
Okay. And then from up above the other direction? North, it's northwest and north what?
Northwest.
And what else? Northeast.
Okay, that's what
I'm talking about. Okay, if you're getting say it's in the summertime or something and all at once the rain just starts coming down, what would you call that?
I'd call it the we can call it a thunder shower, could it? But you didn't say no mention about no thunder, did you?
It doesn't matter, just what do you call different kind of rains? You know, like maybe a heavy rain in the summer or something.
It says summer rain.
Okay. That mist that I had to go through tonight was what?
Fog.
Okay, and it, so you'd say it's really
fog at night.
Okay. What would you call a long period of time in which there is no rain?
A long drought. Cold of a drought.
Okay. If the wind was real still and then all at once it started blowing stronger, you'd say that the wind is what?
Rising.
Okay. And then if it became still again, then you'd say the wind is
laid.
Okay. If you went out tomorrow morning and the air was really chill and real cold and everything, you might say it's rather
cold this morning.
Okay. What other term might you use for a real sharp kind of cold?
Very chilly.
Okay. Would you say snappy?
Yes, I could say snappy cold.
Okay. And if you went outside and there was kind of a white stuff all over the grass and everything, you'd say last night we had a
frosty night.
Okay. And if the lake got really stiff with the stuff over it, you say the lake
froze over.
Okay. So you'd say, if this had happened before, you'd say if it gets much colder, the water in the pond might
freeze over.
Because the
temperature has changed.
Okay. it has what many times before?
It has froze over many times before.
Okay. What do you call it? What would you call the place in your house where you entertain guests? What would you call that?
Living room.
Okay. How high would you say this room is?
Say 8 feet.
Okay.